Welcome back to Funded, the show where we break down the biggest startup funding news so you don't have to dig through the press releases yourself. I'm Skylar, and today we have got a seriously packed episode for you. Quick shout out to our sponsors keeping this show running: Ada, helping startups integrate AI into their products faster; Ago Consulting, pronounced Ago, your go-to for silicon development consulting from AI all the way to SOE; and Zen Semiconductor, an umbrella company with a portfolio of silicon industry companies and the team behind Ada for deploying AI at scale in any business. They're also backing a family of chip startups, including their NVIDIA Challenger, ZenVidia. Seriously cool stuff happening over there. All right, on today's show, an AI inference startup raises at a $100 million valuation with some seriously impressive backers. A supply chain automation play just landed $75 million in Series B funding. A construction tech startup gets seed backing from a 16Z. Someone is putting a camera in your toilet and investors are loving it. And a venture firm just closed an $800 million fund. Let's get into it. Okay, first up, Infinity. And no, this is not a car brand. This is an AI infrastructure company, and they just announced a $15 million raise at a $100 million valuation. Now, what does Infinity actually do? They're in the inference space, which, if you're newer to AI infrastructure, inference is basically the process of running AI models after they've been trained. Training gets a lot of the headlines, but inference is where the real compute costs live in production environments. And the investor list here is what really jumps out at me. Turing Capital and Principal VC led the round, which are solid names on their own. But then you've got individual researchers from OpenAI and Anthropic also writing checks. That is a massive signal. When the people who are literally building the frontier models are putting their own money into your inference startup, you have to pay attention. These are insiders who understand exactly what the bottlenecks are in the AI stack. Think about it this way. OpenAI and Anthropic researchers know better than almost anyone on the planet where the pain points are in deploying large language models at scale. If they're betting on Infinity to help solve those problems, that's not just validation, that's a technical endorsement from the people closest to the problem. The valuation is interesting too, $100 million on what looks like a seed or very early stage raise of $15 million. That's a roughly 6.5x multiple on the raise, which tells you investors are pricing in serious growth potential here. The AI infrastructure space is genuinely one of the hottest corners of venture right now. Everyone is racing to build better, faster, cheaper ways to run AI models in production, and Infinity is planting their flag right in the middle of that race. $15 million, $100 million valuation, OpenAI and Anthropic researchers backing you. Infinity is coming out of the gate with serious credibility, one to watch for sure. All right, moving on, story number two, and this one is a big enterprise deal. Freehand just raised $75 million in a Series B round to automate supply chain spend and back office operations for Fortune 500 companies. $75 million at Series B is a substantial raise. This is not a small bet. Investors are clearly convinced that Freehand has found real product market fit and is ready to scale aggressively. So what does Freehand actually do? They're building autonomous AI agents that manage supply chain spend and back office operations for large enterprises. We're talking about automating the incredibly complex, often manual work of managing procurement, vendor relationships, spend approvals, all the stuff that big companies spend enormous amounts of money on and often still manage with spreadsheets and human labor. And the target market here is huge. Supply chain management for Fortune 500 companies is a multi-trillion dollar space globally. Even capturing a small slice of that is a massive business opportunity. The autonomous AI agent's framing is really key here. We're past the era of AI as a co-pilot or assistant. Freehand is pitching full autonomy, meaning the agent is actually making decisions and executing on them, not just recommending actions to a human. That's a bold pitch to enterprise buyers who are famously risk-averse, but the fact that they've got Fortune 500 customers already and investors putting $75 million behind them suggests the value proposition is landing. Supply chain disruptions over the last few years have made C-suites incredibly motivated to find better solutions. The pain is real, and the budget is there. Freehand seems to be in the right place at the right time with the right technology. $75 million, Series B. Targeting the Fortune 500, Freehand is building for scale, and this round should accelerate that in a big way. Definitely keep an eye on this one. Story 3, and this one is near and dear to my heart because construction tech is chronically underfunded relative to the size of the industry. Cascade just closed a $3.5 million seed round to help construction firms find and win projects. $3.5 million is a seed round, but the investor list here is punching above the dollar amount. A 16Z speed run, that's Andreessen Horowitz's accelerator program, Ada Ventures, and Snowball VC all participated. Getting into the A16Z speedrun program is genuinely competitive. They see hundreds of companies and back very few. So having that brand name attached to your seed round is a strong signal that Cascade has something compelling. Now, construction is a fascinating industry from a market perspective. It's one of the largest industries in the world. We're talking about trillions of dollars in annual spend globally, and yet it's one of the least digitized. Construction firms still rely heavily on personal relationships, manual bid processes, and institutional knowledge to find and win new projects. What Cascade appears to be doing is bringing AI-powered intelligence to that project discovery and bidding process, helping firms identify opportunities earlier, qualify the right ones, and put together more competitive bids. If you've ever talked to anyone in construction sales, you know the process of finding the right projects and getting in front of the right decision makers is genuinely painful. There's a massive efficiency opportunity here. $3.5 million is enough to prove the concept, build the team, and get to meaningful traction before a Series A. With a 16Z speedrun behind them, Cascade will have a lot of doors open for them. Construction tech is having a moment right now, and Cascade is positioning themselves right at the sales and business development layer, which is where construction firms feel the pain acutely. Smart bet. Okay, story four. I have been looking forward to this one. Throne Science just raised $10 million in a Series A round, and they are putting an AI-powered camera in your toilet to track your gut health and hydration. Yes, you heard that right, a toilet camera. And Will Ventures led the round, with participation from Emerson Collective, Workshop, Lead VC, Salt VC, Accomplice, Moxie Ventures, and several other investors. So this is not a joke. Serious money, serious investors, and the founding story is fascinating. Throne Science was co-founded by the former CTO of Whoop. If you're not familiar with Whoop, they make the fitness tracker beloved by athletes and biohackers who want continuous health monitoring. So this founder knows the wearables and health data space deeply. The insight here is actually pretty compelling when you think about it. Your gut health and hydration status are critical indicators of overall health. And right now, the only way to really track that is through expensive lab tests or just paying attention to your toilet habits manually. Gross, but true. Throne Science is essentially bringing the continuous health monitoring ethos of Whoop, but instead of a wrist device, it's a toilet-mounted camera and AI system that analyzes what you're producing and gives you health insights. The gut health market is enormous. We're talking about a global market that's worth tens of billions of dollars and growing fast as more people become aware of the connection between gut health and everything from mental health to immune function. And the data angle is really interesting too. Continuous, daily gut health data collected passively without you having to do anything different in your routine could be genuinely groundbreaking for personalized health insights. Yes, there are privacy questions to unpack. Yes, there is an obvious weird factor. But the former Whoop CTO knows how to build consumer health hardware that people actually use, and $10 million in Series A funding suggests investors believe this can cross the mainstream threshold. Gut health, AI, toilet cameras, Throne Science is swinging for something genuinely novel, and the market timing with consumer health awareness at an all-time high is interesting. This one is going to be fun to watch, and our final story today is a fund announcement, and it's a big one. Dimension Capital just closed their third fund at $800 million, and that is 60% larger than their second fund, which they announced just 18 months ago. Let that sink in for a second. In 18 months, they grew their fund size by 60%. That is a massive vote of confidence from their limited partners, the institutional investors and family offices who back venture funds. Dimension Capital is a four-year-old firm, which makes this even more impressive. 4 years in and you're raising $800 million funds. That is serious velocity for a relatively young VC firm. The thesis at Dimension Capital sits at the intersection of science and compute. Think deep tech, biotech, AI infrastructure, advanced computing. The firms that are comfortable backing companies where the science is hard and the compute requirements are massive. And this fund announcement is a broader market signal that I think is really worth paying attention to. The fact that LPs are writing larger and larger checks to firms focused on science and compute tells you where institutional capital thinks the next decade of value creation is going to happen. We're talking about the convergence of biological sciences with machine learning, materials science with AI drug discovery, novel computing architectures. This is the frontier of innovation, and Dimension Capital is planting a bigger flag in it. $800 million gives them a lot of firepower to write meaningful checks across that landscape. For founders building at the intersection of hard science and advanced compute, Dimension Capital just became an even more important conversation to have. The fact that they could raise 60% more in 18 months in what has been a challenging fundraising environment for many VC firms speaks volumes about their track record and the strength of their portfolio. Science meets compute, $800 million, a firm that's only 4 years old, Dimension Capital, is moving fast, and this fund puts them in a different tier of the market. Huge news to close out today's show. And that is a wrap on today's episode of Funded. Massive thanks to our sponsors, Ada, Ago Consulting, and Zen Semiconductor for keeping this show going every single day. Go check them out in the show notes. If you're enjoying the show, make sure you check out Skylar's Money Matters, also part of the Ada Podcast Network. It's a great companion to what we do here if you want to go deeper on the financial side of all things tech and venture. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a daily funding update. And as always, check the show notes for more details on every story we covered today. I'm Skylar, and I'll see you tomorrow on Funded.